This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hi, welcome to Diversity Dispatch, your local queer and rainbow podcast. Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody this evening? Because it's an evening podcast now.
Hey, you remembered.
Yay.
Kia ora, everyone. How's it all going?
I smell like butter because I was in the middle of making scones and then I realized that we had to come do this. So I just stuck the bowl of flour and butter in the fridge and came here. And I will resume making the scones when I get back.
Scones or scones?
It's a dialect thing.
I know. I just wanted to spitball with that.
Well, I'm Southern, so I just say scones.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I mix it up depending on my mood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm making cinnamon pinwheels.
Oh,
so
cool.
If you like cinnamon pinwheels, there might still be some left when this airs at yours.
When will they be on for purchase?
This afternoon, once I make them.
Oh, cool.
They just need to be made and then they get shoved in the cabinet.
Oh, cool. So do you follow like a special recipe, like grandma's secret recipe, or is it just...
No, just the Edmonds.
Oh, yeah. Sure to rise.
I use the scone recipe for the base, but I make my own cinnamon filling.
Oh, yeah.
But it's literally just butter and cinnamon and brown sugar. And I like to put... This makes it unique. I put a teensy little bit of chili flakes in to just give it a bit of a lift.
Yeah.
And it's really nice.
Mm. It's kind of like... Reminds me of like, oh, I was about to say salted caramel, but that's salt, not pepper or chili.
But it's the same idea.
Yeah.
It's the same theory, just being applied differently.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do a little bit of baking, don't you?
Oh, not baking, no. I do cooking.
You did bread.
I did fry bread one time.
Fry bread, I suppose that is different.
Yeah. But still, yeah, I could not bake to save myself. The only baking that I do is when it comes out of a packet. Because it's all mixed perfectly and I cannot stuff up the proportions.
See, I struggle to understand how you mess up baking because you're literally just following the instructions.
Yeah, but baking is more like chemistry. If you get like even like, because when I'm cooking, I'm like, oh, that just needs a little bit of extra salt. Oh, that needs a little bit of extra herbs or blah, blah,
okay,
or whatever.
When you're baking, don't do that.
Yeah, but also like sometimes I'm like, I guess when it comes to baking, I just like guesstimate portions sometimes.
That's why it goes wrong.
Yeah, I know. But also like... I'm just saying, sometimes even when I follow the instructions, even if I do measure it out perfectly, I still, something goes wrong. Like, I just don't want to risk it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it is more, there is more of an element of chemistry to it. Like, you know, potion
making. Yeah, it's closer to chemistry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just don't want to risk it and get it wrong.
I want to like watch you try and bake something and just point out every time you do something wrong. But I feel like that would be a bit harsh for you.
Mm. Well, actually, it would also just trigger a little bit of my PTS, but that's all right. Oh, dear. No. Yeah. I like to be left alone in the kitchen because that happens no matter who I'm with. Like, oh, why are you adding that? Why are you doing it this way? And I'm like, leave me alone.
Oftentimes, if I am watching someone, I will ask why they're doing it that way. Not because I'm criticizing, but because I want to understand why they're doing it differently to the way I've been taught and decide if that way is better or if I want to keep doing it the way I do it.
Yeah, if you did that to me in the kitchen, I would then say, oh, just because I wanted to this time. There would be no reason for it. I'd be like, oh.
See, I have reason for everything that
I
do.
I just go with the flow. Yeah. Like the one thing that I did bake, like I said, was the fry bread. Well, this was just fried, but it's kind of, well, it's not baking. It's still a bread element to it.
Did you do like yeast and everything?
Yeah.
I would consider that baking.
Yeah.
It's just cooked differently.
Yeah. But with that, like if it was too wet, I would add more flour. So like that's the sort of thing of like, oh, this is too wet. I need more flour for it. So that's the sort of thing that I would do wrong with like actual baking. Like, oh, I think it's too dry, I'll add some more water, or I'll add an extra egg.
Mm. I wouldn't do that with eggs and baking, but you can do like the flour and stuff. You just got to do it like very small increments at a time.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to just add too much and then you've got the opposite
problem. Now you understand where I can go wrong. And then I think, oh, dough, I've now made too much dough because I've added more flour and I've added more water. So the there's more dough. So, why did you
add more flour and water?
Well, because if I overdo the flour, then it becomes too dry, so it needs more water again.
Yeah.
And then we've got too much dough, so I might think, oh, what if it needs more of the baking thingamabobby?
Baking thingamabobby.
Well, it could be soda or powder, depending on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what you meant when you said baking thingamabobby.
Well, yeah. Depends on whether or not you're using baking soda or baking powder.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm sleepy today. Usually I would have probably like 3 or 4 cups of coffee by now, but I've only had one.
Mm. I've only had one as well, but I have had like 2 liters of green tea.
You have had?
About 2 liters of green tea, yeah. Or iced green tea, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not actually that nice or tasty, that's why.
I could smash some bubble tea right now.
I don't like bubble tea.
Well, because I don't get the black tea, I get the green tea one, and I get the sweet pearls and not the tapioca, because I don't like tapioca.
I don't like the bubbles thingies.
You don't?
No, that's the little, yeah, that's what
do
I don't.
Do you get the tapioca pearls, or do you get the sweet pearls?
Oh, no. I've been like once.
The brown ones?
Oh, no. I just don't like the texture. They're all slimy and...
You're probably getting the tapioca. You should try it with the fruit pearls. They're
okay. Really nice. Okay.
It's essentially just like fruit syrup.
Yeah.
You don't like sweet?
No.
I have a massive sweet tooth.
Mm. No, I don't. I can handle some sweet things, but then after a while, it's just like, this tastes bitter to me. I don't like sweet things.
I love sweet things.
Mm.
It's disgusting how much sweet stuff I will consume.
Well, I'm more of a savory person, so I'm...
What savory things do you like?
Well, I like a savory scone. And I just realised I said both scone and scone at the same time, and it came out weird. yes, savory scones, pizza.
What toppings on your pizza?
Again, it depends on the mood of the day.
What if you had pizza right now, what would you pick?
I'd probably go for like kind of like a supreme or something like that, so but like with a bit more meat.
What's on a supreme? Because I just get the basic like Hawaiian usually.
I think supreme's got more like capsicum and...
Oh, I don't like cooked capsicum.
Oh, see, this is where we differ again.
I'll eat it raw, but...
Yeah, I like it raw too. Sorry, that was just too easy.
Yeah, no, just that's like why me. I was laughing, because I did it first. Mm.
Oh dear.
Yeah, don't like cooked capsicum.
Mm.
I don't like the texture.
But that's the same texture as the little bubbles.
Yeah, and I don't like the tapioca pearls either. But if you get the different ones that are better,
okay.
That's what I was. That's what I was saying is get the different ones.
Mm. Well, on pizza, I think they're fine. Capsicum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so, do you?
Yeah. Maybe later when I get home.
Oh, now you're after pizza.
I'm so... No, I'm not... Anyway, what could I do? What would be a good pizza? Actually, I do like the Hell pizza. This is not paid endorsement. What's it called? The Lust Deluxe.
What one's that one?
It's basically their meat lovers, It's just like topped with so much meat and then a really nice béarnaise sauce.
Mm.
Yeah.
I really like the when they do like chicken and camembert.
Yeah, that one's good. Yeah,
I don't remember which one that is though. To me, Hell's is like the bougie pizza.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
for rich people that want takeout.
Yeah, it is so expensive, even for me now.
Like, I was so miffed when the Domino's basic pizzas went from $5 to $6. Like, it's so stupid to get annoyed over that, but I was.
I was annoyed when they made it that you had to pay for delivery per pizza or something like that. Do they still do that? Like,
I don't think so. I think it's just instead of having a delivery fee, they just make one of your pizzas really expensive and then it's all
confusing.
That's what
I mean.
But it's not for each pizza. It's is it?
That it? Well, that's what I – it might have changed. They might have changed their pay model lately. But,
I don't know.
But, yeah, there was a point where – like
been boycotting.
Yeah. Fair. Which one's Domino? No, it's Pizza Hut. That's with Starbucks. Yeah.
Oh, they're all. They're all bad.
Yeah.
I know Taco Bell. I believe Taco Bell is acceptable. and there are like allegations against. This is I haven't checked this in a while, so I could be wrong, but I believe there's like allegations against Subway, but they haven't been proven. So it's like 50-50.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, last I heard, Taco Bell was acceptable to consume, but not certain. If you're boycotting just anything American, then obviously Taco Bell is a no-no.
Yeah. Anything under capitalism. There is no ethical consumption under capitalism.
No. But I do my best to not consume.
Mm.
But I'm so hungry.
All the time.
Always. That's the fun thing. Oh, I forgot to start the timer. Oh, well. Fun thing about being on testosterone is the appetite.
Increases?
Yes.
Oh.
I noticed I probably would have been about 13, 14 months on testosterone when I first noticed it. Hmm. And it was hungry. I hunger.
Man needs to grow.
Yeah, except I'm not bloody growing anything.
Mm. Muscles.
Do I look muscular to you?
I don't know, listeners. Can you see Miles and tell?
Oh, I'll jiggle into the microphone, and then they'll hear how not muscular I am.
Oh dear!
Just do that.
Shimmy, shimmy, shake. Oh my goodness!
What? I just shimmied my chest into the microphone in case you couldn't hear it.
What's going on?
Oh
dear.
Yeah, I am actually like super tired. I had a big night last night.
Mm. I wish I had a big night last night. Actually, I did because I stayed up late doing my laundry. I'm so bad at that. Oh, no, heck, I need to talk about what happened last night with the laundry.
Okay.
It was terrifying.
Oh, the thing.
People, did you know that there's big spiders in Dunedin? I was not prepared for this. I was doing the laundry and like...
I didn't realize they were in Dunedin.
Well, they are. I'm pretty sure it's the tunnel web spider or the... Is it the Andy Bay spider, right?
I don't know.
They grow real big.
Yeah.
So far as I know, they're not venomous, but yeah.
Tunnel web spiders.
The funnel web ones are. So there's two that are very similar species. The funnel web is the one that's...
I thought they were the same.
Or is vice versa. Well, they're very similar. Like, that's the thing. They're related.
Mm.
And one of them is in Australia and one of them is in New Zealand. The New Zealand one isn't venomous so far as I am aware. Well, it might be slightly venomous, but it's not like...
Not going to kill you in an hour.
Yeah. So we've got one that they look similar and it's not venomous, but it's still big and scary and ugly. And I was doing my laundry and I just saw this curled up, dead arachnid body on the ground.
Arachnophobia warning for anyone with that.
yeah. And I stared at it for a good 10 minutes going, this is fine.
Mm. I'm going to respond with a similar story. So if you don't like bugs, maybe stop listening for a little bit. But one time I was doing my washing and I pulled it out of the washing machine and I found a dead wasp in it. And we keep our window open next to it for when the dryer's going. So it's like, okay, it's just a wasp that flew in and died. Mm. Not a big deal.
Oh, no.
So I chuck everything into the dryer and then I'm pulling out the dryer and I think I counted about 8 wasps.
Oh my gosh.
Falling out of the dryer.
It was a nest.
So there must have been a nest in there somewhere, either in the dryer, in the washing machine, or in my clothes.
Ugh.
But how does that happen without one noticing? Unless that got, like, sucked into the dryer.
Or maybe it was, like, in the back with a lint or something?
I don't know. But there were so many wasps. And I did freak out for a second. And I think I might have, like, taken a photo and sent it to you when it happened.
Yeah, I think that's where I was like, oh, no, I'm pretty sure I know where this story is going.
But that was a fun time.
Oh.
Completely unexpected. Don't know how they got in there. Don't know how to prevent it from happening again because I don't know how it happened.
Mm.
So every time I do washing now, I'm just like checking for wasps.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
Don't like wasps.
No, neither. I don't like them either, particularly because they sting and that bloody hurts.
I've only ever been stung once and it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Well, the thing is my father is quite allergic to bee and wasp stings, but I had only been stung once as a child and it did swell up quite badly.
Mm.
But then I went away on Outward Bound and I'd not been stung since I was a child, whilst there, I got stung twice by a wasp. Mm. But I did it. I got stung because I stood on the nest in the middle of the forest.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, no. Well, I didn't quite stand up, but adjacent to it enough that it was like.
Close enough. There was
I definitely cracked and it came and stung me. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, this is less than ideal. I just stood on a wasp nest in the middle of the forest, in the middle of the Marlborough Sounds. I might be allergic. I don't know.
And great so I was like, to find out.
Yeah, and like this isn't a place where there's like no cell phone reception, and you've got and like.
Did you have an emergency cell or anything?
Because we're tramping or hiking through the bush. Yeah, we had emergency like radio beacons and things like that. Thankfully, I did not have an anaphylactic shock. It was just a mild irritation.
Okay.
But that was like this is the worst way to find out if I'm allergic or not.
Yeah, the only time I've been stung, it was just on the back of my hand, and it was just like a mosquito bite, essentially.
Yeah.
For me, except it lasted longer.
Yeah. Yeah. They're nasty.
Yeah, I didn't like it because they'd been swarming my room for ages, so like it was inevitable that I was going to get stung at some point.
Yeah.
Not a fun time.
Mm.
I should probably turn my microphone up because I'm sort of speaking quieter because I'm tired. Is that a bit? Get a bit of volume.
More energy.
Or I can just be tired and speak quieter.
Yeah. Can we just take it? It could be like, what's that thing?
ASMR?
Yeah.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, that sounds like a mosquito bug.
If I... Is that good?
It's sound. I don't know, listeners, what do you think of that?
I've never, I don't care for ASMR. It doesn't do anything for me. So, I don't know.
Yeah, neither.
I'll turn my mic a wee bit down.
Yeah.
But is that a good volume? Is that a good volume? Is that a,
is rain, the sound volume. Of rainfall that people listen to, does that count?
I like rain.
Yeah.
But also, I learned that a lot of people, to create rain ASMR, will... put something in a pan. And
I was actually about to just say the sound of bacon being fried is the same sound as rain.
And it,
they use that for Foley.
I found this one on Spotify when I was quite into it that was rain on a canvas tent.
Yeah. Please don't. Oh.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. So good.
I thought that story was going to go somewhere else.
What did you think?
And then I thought you were going to say, and then I found out it was actually the sound of someone peeing on the tent.
Oh.
Sorry.
I mean, it'd be hard to pee for 12 hours.
Yeah, it would be. But not impossible.
I mean, I feel like it would be impossible because you would just...
Yeah.
It just wouldn't happen.
You could do like a relay. What are you doing? Stop, Samuel.
Get off my podcast. You're fired.
Okay.
Oh,
gosh.
I hate us.
Yeah. I think we really need...
If anyone gets that reference.
We really do need to come up with some content sometime.
Well, I was tired and you were doing laundry, so we didn't have time to talk about it.
Yeah.
So,
and then work happened.
Oh.
Oh, no, we talked about it last time. Never mind.
Huh?
Did we talk about it last time?
About what?
I can't remember. Oh, the safe spaces that...
No, we didn't get around to it, I don't think.
Yeah. And now I can't remember the details.
Oh, well, they were reaching out to businesses along Main Street. I was about to say D Street, but that's in Invercargill.
Yeah.
And being like, hey, we'll give you this training and everything, and then you can put the sticker in your window for youths to know that this is a safe space.
If they're in distress or need help.
Except I don't know what's happening with this reaching out, because I work in a business on the main street.
Yeah.
Haven't heard anything about it. Yeah. So obviously they haven't reached out to us. Like they said that they were working their way around.
Yeah. It might be like a slow implementation thing. And also it might also be part of like, businesses might need to volunteer as well at the same time.
I'd be surprised because there's not a lot of information. Where do you go to volunteer?
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. But also at yours hasn't been contacted either, which is on Moray Place and also a known hotspot for youths.
Mm.
So why wouldn't they reach out?
Mm.
Unless it's because it's a cooperative and is as such an enemy of the government.
I don't I don't know, but I do know that they have been going to some businesses in the media area.
But of the article I read, my understanding was that they were sort of just going down the street and working their way down the street.
Might be taking time.
Yeah.
We are under-resourced. People that, you know, these sort of support services, there's not enough people, not enough money going into it. So
I'm not criticizing the people enacting it. I'm criticizing the people that are probably underfunding it. Probably. I don't know. But I've come to expect that services like that are incredibly underfunded and understaffed. And it's because resources aren't being allocated.
Yeah, because they don't see it as a priority nor a need. Instead, they'd rather put an ambulance at the bottom of the bridge, bottom of the cliff. I'm saying, like, you know, like if someone ends up in distress or needs help.
I hadn't heard that before. But
the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff, is that, so instead of like trying to stop someone from falling off the cliff or
they're
to prevent.
They're just there to scrape up the mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. That's just like with, you know, support and health and public services in general.
Yeah. And that's the difference between proactive and reactive.
Yeah. That's basically, actions. That's basically,
Yeah.
Oh, well. What can you do? Anarchy.
Speaking of anarchy, Anarchy is having her last show before she properly starts her hiatus. I think it's like the 20th. She's doing like a DJ gig or something.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to Christchurch this weekend.
Yes, you are. I'm excited for you. I wish I could come or go.
We did discuss that briefly.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't confirm anything.
Anyway, tell the people what you're doing.
Stoned and Unfiltered 3, hosted by Alexis Stoned in Christchurch at Galaxy Bar Arcade. At 8 p.m. there are tickets on Humanitix, or there will be, I think, about 50 door sales as well available. So get your tickets and come and watch. I think it's like 8 of us. It's a big show.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lip sync smackdown at the end.
Between
performers. So audience will be voting one performer from each city, because there's Dunedin, Christchurch, and either Auckland or Wellington.
Yeah.
Or it might be both, actually. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But because I haven't met everyone yet. But it'll be good. It'll be fun. It'll be fun time.
Mm. So yeah, if you're in Christchurch or heading to Christchurch or can go to Christchurch, get tickets to that show.
Yeah, you're just in Christchurch.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
You could tell I'm tired because I'm just...
Yeah. So yeah, stoned and unfiltered in Christchurch.
I probably sound like I'm stoned from how tired I am. I promise I'm not. Yeah. I'm just tired.
Oh my goodness.
To be stopped.
Yeah. I'm just exhausted because it's like been a long year.
I need caffeine.
Should we get some afterwards? Because I could do with some as well.
Yeah, I could do that. Let's do that. I know I'm quiet and not close enough to the microphone. I'm going to do this. Sorry for the loud noises. Now I'm like this and I can lean back in my chair and still be heard.
Oh my goodness, you are tired. I'm just going to talk
about it. You interrupted my yawn.
Oh my gosh. Of course I was interrupting it, because the last time that I didn't, you said, "Why aren't you filling in the gap?"
Did I?
Yes.
I must have been tired.
Oh, no, it was when you were coughing, but still, I thought the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because if I'm over here hacking away and nothing's being said, but then it's I was listening to my coughing.
Yeah, but also, this time I was trying to, like, talk over your... So here we go. Yeah. Look at it. Listen to us bicker like an old married couple. Oh, yeah, for the radio.
Yeah.
What a day.
I don't know. Isn't it endearing to listen to that kind of thing? I always, like, I just laugh and smile when my grandparents are bickering.
Mm.
I think it's cute.
Yeah.
It's like, aw, they really don't have anything to worry about but using the wrong coaster.
Yeah. Like, this is their biggest problem in life.
Yeah. It's like, I hope one day I get to that point where my only worry is that.
Yeah. That would be a nice feeling.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially in this climate where you're worrying about everything.
Yep. And then you've got, like, personal stuff going on that's also equally traumatic and awful to have to deal with. And then work. Ugh.
Mm.
I just want to paint a picture and sit down and do some creative stuff, but I have to work under this capitalist regime. Then go home to do laundry and find spiders in my laundry. Oh, dear.
I'm just tired.
Mm.
Maybe we should just cut the episode short.
What time are we up to?
We're at 25 minutes.
What's the normal time?
26 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you know, that's all right. Will it matter? Will they hate us?
No.
Mm. All right.
Okay.
We don't have much else to talk. Is there anything? Wait, we don't have any events to promo apart from that one that we talked about, do we?
Oh, there was the DJ thing that I mentioned, but I don't know any details for that other than I think it's on the 20th.
Oh, well, stalk Anarchy on Instagram and yes. I'm sure you'll see where they're performing.
It's like a the emceeing for another thing.
Yeah.
Like a punk gig.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Right, that's the only shows that we have to promote and what's going on.
I'm sure there are more. Revolution on the 29th that I'm hosting.
Oh.
Just completely forgot. Ugh.
But that's 2 weeks away, so we'll be able to talk about that more in depth next time.
Next episode.
Yeah.
I'm smearing butter into my eyes from the scones.
Yummy.
Delish. It smells good.
Oh, that reminds me, I've got to go get some butter. I used the last of it cooking the other night.
Make sure to get salted butter.
Okay.
Because it keeps, and unsalted butter does not keep.
Oh.
And then you run into the issue of rancid butter.
Yeah. Well, I haven't had that issue yet. I've had the issue of, like, my cheese going off too quickly. That annoys me.
How are you storing your cheese?
Okay, but I think it was a particular brand that went, one of them I've noticed just, like, goes off.
Oh.
But, like, I don't actually use enough for it to, like, sometimes it just sits there for weeks on end. And
you can get the pre-graded stuff because they come in smaller.
But that's more expensive. So what I do is I buy the big blocks and then sometimes I, like, grate it myself and then freeze the grated stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That would work.
That's good.
Anyway, we should...
Yeah, now we can wrap up.
We filled in the time successfully by discussing cheese and butter.
Yay, and cooking.
Sorry to those lactose intolerant folks that just can't understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, we will see people another time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Diversity Dispatch is a fortnightly show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Tune in next time on oar.org.nz or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more queer and diverse content. Over and out.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.